Welcome to MN Break Chopping Basics, a beginner-friendly Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass. I'm excited you're here. Over the next few minutes, I'll walk you from a raw MN break to a rolling, punch, 16-bar DNB loop you can drop into a track. We'll stick to Ableton stock tools and practical workflows so you can reproduce and iterate fast. Let's go. Lesson overview. What you'll learn in this lesson: how to slice the MN break quickly and surgically, how to map slices into a drum rack and program a classic rolling DNB pattern, basic processing chains for punch, grit and clarity using EQ8, saturator, drum bus and glue compressor, and arrangement and variation ideas to take a short break and turn it into a full loop. Target tempo, 174 to 176 BPM. Skill level, beginner, but some familiarity with Ableton's layout helps. What you will build: by the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum loop based on an MN break. The drum rack will contain your main slices. You'll create a steady rolling pattern and at least one heavier variation, with rolls and a repitched slice. You'll also set up a basic drum bus chain and a parallel compression send for thickness. Finally, you'll hear simple arrangement ideas, filtered intro, full drop, and a breakdown. Before we start, make sure you have Ableton Live Standard or Suite open, tempo set to about 174 BPM, and an MN break sample ready, often called MN.wav. If you've got headphones or monitors, put them on. We'll be listening for transients and low-end behavior. Step 1. Prepare the sample. Drag the MN break into an arrangement clip or session view slot. Zoom in and find a clean 1 to 2 bar section with strong transients, clear kick, snare and ghost hits. If you want the original timing untouched while you work, consider disabling warp for now. If you prefer slices locked to your project tempo, enable warp and use beats mode. Either approach works. Pick what you're comfortable with. Fast method: automatic slicing. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In that dialog, try slicing preset transient first. It captures each hit and gives you playable slices. If you want a grid feel, use 1/16 or 1/8 slicing. Create a new MIDI track and let Live build a drum rack with simpler devices for each slice. Live will also generate a MIDI clip that mirrors the original pattern. This is the quickest way to get hands-on. Surgical method: manual slicing. If you want complete control, double-click your audio, zoom the waveform and add warp markers at the transient points. Split at those markers and pull each region into a drum rack pad or into simpler. Manual slicing takes longer but lets you control tails, fade-ins, exact start points and layering with more precision. Use this when you want a very specific sound. Inspecting simpler and the drum rack, open a pad chain and check simpler. Classic or one-shot modes are your friends for typical hits. Trim sample start and end to remove unwanted tails. Important controls to tweak: transpose for repitching slices, filter to tame highs or muddy mids, and per slice volume. A little low-end cleanup per slice, high-passing non-kick slices around 60 to 100 Hz, helps avoid mud when you layer. Programming a rolling DNB groove: create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Use a 16th or 32nd grid for micro variations. For classic feel, put kick hits on 1 and 3 and snares on 2 and 4, but remember the Amen's ghost snares are gold. Sprinkle them on 16ths for groove. Vary velocities to keep life in the loop. Main hits around 110 to 127, ghost hits much lower, like 70 to 100. Duplicate your loop to fill a 16-bar section and craft two variations: a filtered, restrained intro version and a full, gritty drop version. Processing: per pad versus bus. You can do per pad processing, but keep it economical. A small per pad EQ cut on a snare or a gentle saturation on a specific pad is fine, but avoid scattering major processing across dozens of chains. Instead, use a drum rack master chain so big tonal and dynamic changes happen in one place. A recommended master chain to try: first, EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if you want to protect sub-energy, and a gentle reduction in the 250 to 400 Hz band if things are muddy. Second, saturator, a couple of dB of drive, soft sine or analog clip for tasteful grit. Third, drum bus, low drive, maybe 5 to 8%, and nudge transient up 10 to 20% for snap. Fourth, glue compressor, ratio 3 to 4 to 1, attack around 5 to 10 milliseconds to preserve transients, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Finally, use utility for final vein trim and stereo width adjustments. Create a parallel compression return track with heavy compression, short attack, high ratio, and send around 10 to 20% to fatten the sound. Repitching, stutters and rolls, transpose certain slices down a few semitones for darker, heavier vibes. Try minus 3 to minus 7 semitones on selected slices and listen. Lower pitches often feel more massive. For rolls and stutters, draw fast 1/32 or 1/64 MIDI notes, or use beat repeat or an arpeggiator with a very fast rate. If you want mechanical stutters, automate the beat repeat variation parameter and keep the send high passed so you only stutter mids and highs. Layering and low end. Layer a clean sub kick under the amens kick slice. Align the transients and gate or high pass the amens kick low end so the clean kick provides the sub. For snares, layer a punchy sample on top of the amen snare and EQ each so they occupy their own space. One brighter on the top end, one fuller in the body. Always check phase when layering. If energy disappears when you sum to mono, flip the phase on a layer and listen again. Arrangement ideas. Start with an intro, a filtered amen break using auto filter with a low pass. Use reverb sends with a high cut on the return so reverb tails don't muddy low hits. For a build, automate cutoff and saturation to increase energy, and add a snare roll. For the drop, go full, unfiltered, and bring in the bass. For the breakdown, rearrange chops, transpose a few slices down, and automate a low-pass sweep to keep tension. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Don't overquantize. The amen lives in tiny timing details. Keeping a few notes slightly off-grid preserves life. Don't crush transients with too fast attack times on compressors. Use 5 to 15 milliseconds attack to keep snap. Avoid low-end clutter. High-pass slices that don't need sub-energy and be thoughtful when layering. Don't create hundreds of tiny slices at first. Start with 8 to 16 usable slices and consolidate. And finally, when layering, always check for phase cancellation. Pro tips for darker and heavier DNB. Think in layers, not just hits. Pick 3 to 4 elements to make prominent, then make everything else support those choices with HPFs and level choices. Resample destructive processing. Once your chain and automation sound great, record the output to a new audio clip, consolidate, and slice that new material for fresh textures. Keep a small toolkit of Gota samples, one clean sub kick, one tight snare, one click hat, to swap under amen slices quickly. Save drum rack presets when you find a chain that works. Listen on multiple systems so the snap and subs translate. Advanced tricks to try when you're comfortable. Inside a drum rack chain, create multiple versions of a slice, dry, pitched, saturated, and map them to the chain selector. Automate the selector for instant textural swaps. Use beat repeat on a send for controlled chaos. Keep it send high passed and automate variation for dramatic rolls. Duplicate a drum rack. Remove subs from the duplicate. Widen it with utility and a touch of chorus. And mix it subtlety under the mono main to add sheen without compromising low-end stability. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 40 minutes. Set tempo to 174 BPM and drop amen.wav into live. Slice to new MIDI track using transient slicing. Inspect the drum rock and the MIDI clip. Create a 2-bar MIDI pattern. Kicks on 1 and 3, snares on 2 and 4, and ghost snares on 16 THS with varied velocity. Add the master chain we talked about. EQ 8 HP at 35 Hz. Saturator drive about 3 dB soft clip. Drum bus drive around 6% with transient up. Glue compressor 3:1 attack 8ms release 80ms. Create a return with heavy compression and send 10 to 15%. Duplicate your 2-bar loop across 16 bars. On bars 9 to 12 pitch one slice down about 5 semitones, and add a 1-bar snare roll with 1/32 notes. Record or export the 16-bar loop and listen. Are the transients still snapping? Is the low end focused? Extra coach notes to keep in mind. Treat the amen as a palette. Keep the elements you want and let everything else play supporting roles. Destructive resampling locks in creative ideas and gives new material to chop again. Save presets so you iterate faster. And importantly, check your work on headphones, small speakers and a phone. Homework challenge if you want to push further. Build a 16-bar loop with no more than 12 drum rack pads from a single amen phrase. Make two contrasting drops, one cleaner and brighter, one darker with pitched slices and parallel mid-band saturation. Create at least one resampled variation. Chop it and reinsert it as a new fill. Export the full loop and the resampled variation. If you want feedback, send the WAV and I'll give targeted tweaks. Recap. Quick slicing is great for speed. Manual slicing is great for control. Drum rack and simpler are your bread and butter. Use a master bus chain for cohesive glue. EQ8, saturator, drum bus and glue compressor. plus parallel compression for weight. Protect the low end with precise HBDFs and smart layering. Keep the groove human with timing and velocity variations. And finally, experiment with repitching and resampling for darker textures. Go make something heavy. Chop it, layer it, and twist it until it rolls. If you want feedback on a short clip of your loop, send it over and I'll give you specific suggestions on processing and arrangement. Let's hear what you make.